Over an eight-year period, more than 4,000 people in this state took a fatal dose of Vicodin, OxyContin, Percocet, or some other opioid medication. That's prompted the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association to issue guidelines for doctors who prescribe painkillers in the emergency room. That concerns Virginia LeBaron, an assistant professor at UVA's School of Nursing.
Recommendations can be perceived as requirements, and they can be applied in ways for which they were not intended.
For example, she says the guidelines recommend asking patients for a photo ID before prescribing opioid drugs, and that could prevent people who really need pain relief from getting it.
While that is well-intentioned, I think there's a risk that that could disproportionately affect patients who are poor, who may not have photo ID.
The key, she says, is for healthcare providers to strike a balance between the genuine need for pain control and the fight to prevent drug abuse. To achieve that balance, she says, lawmakers and healthcare professionals need to understand what's actually happening in the real world. So she plans to study the situation in Southwest Virginia.
We're interested in looking at prescriptions that are written for opioids, the number of prescribers in a certain geographical area, what pharmacies may have in stock, admissions for substance abuse treatment, opioid-related fatality numbers in certain geographical areas, for example.
She hopes to gather, analyze, and publish data over the next year. Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Services is anxious to see where LeBaron finds evidence of undertreatment and overprescription. I'm Sandy Hausman.